Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know, this is a high-class problem to have. But think about it. After all that work to promote your book, and that work pays off, the big challenge is to keep your position. And staying relevant is not a given, especially in crowded and crazy markets. Here's what happens that leaves too much money on the table. Authors will put everything they believe in a book. It gets popular. But that popularity has a shelf life. At some point, these folks wonder. They think, well, now what? They do one of two things. Either they start from scratch on a related topic, using a tie-in title that makes the content look aligned, or they apply the same stuff to a different audience. Yeah, that's the logical path. But here's the problem. The former looks like an orphan and doesn't get the same kind of attention. The latter is likely to be perceived as old wine in a new bottle. Not good either way. But here's a more strategic approach. Before you write the book, develop your manifesto. A manifesto is a playbook for your messaging. It's your platform drilled down into bite-sized but easily expandable messages. Let's use a sports analogy that everyone will understand. Football teams have playbooks. We've all heard about them, right? And they don't use all the plays in one game. Same thing with sought-after thought leaders. We don't put all our content in one place. I tell clients all the time, don't put all your best content in a book. If your book is all you have to say, then you're in trouble. But when you have a playbook, your book has a strategy. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.